This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for hour number two of the big show. One in the books, two to go, and that's the way we do things around here. If there's a topic that's hot and you guys want to talk about it, well, then let's roll. And so we've been rolling on this Clint Capella talk as the rumor is out there, Capella and Anderson for DeAndre Jordan. Are you for it? Are you against it? That's what we've been kicking around. And the Q beam has been shining brightly on hold, so let's hit the little red button and put the Q beam in Q, so to speak, Nick. Q, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on, man? Good show.
What's up, Playboy?
Are you serious? You changed it to Q-Beam?
I tell you guys how much I look up to Clint Capella, because at least he has a job. Thanks to you guys. You guys got me fired last week and y'all exposed me on the radio.
You're such a liar.
What?
You're such a liar.
I'm going to tell you, we're your biggest fans, because the shop I used to work at, I just got fired from. They have you guys playing on the speakers all day.
Yeah.
And the only condition is we can't call you guys. And you guys exposed me on live air. And everybody was listening. Thanks, guys.
Are you serious, Q?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling you right now.
So you're calling from a bathroom.
Come on, man.
So what you're telling me is that everybody at that shop can hear you right now.
Yes, man.
Start calling some dudes out. Be like, Bobby, I slept with your wife. Hey, Bill, you're...
I didn't sleep with nobody's wife, but hey, those lazy guys back there, Paul B. Anderson and I ain't gonna say their name, just their initials.
You just did. You just said Paul Anderson.
You even gave the middle initial, for God's sake.
you were his mom and he was in trouble. Paul Vincent Anderson, you get over here. Q, what else, man?
Good show, guys.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right, man.
Good luck on your job search. Monster.com.
I'll be looking for QB.
Yeah, thank you. If y'all need an intern, let me know.
It doesn't pay, dude. Yeah, that's why they're called interns. Right. You don't want that job.
Ask, I work for free. It's all right.
Ask Juggalo Trey. He's a lifelong intern. Appreciate the call, Q.
At least he's got enough aliases to go around.
Just remember, you got to keep your head up, like Tupac would say. Somebody texted the show when we first started. I guess they heard one of the commercials early on and said, where can you get C-Force water? So it's all over. Just go to C-Force.com if you're not seeing it in your store, and they'll have a list of stores. You can punch in your zip code. And they'll have a whole list for you right there. Just C-Force.com.
Okay.
And we appreciate C-Force for sponsoring the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge.
And Chucky Norris is behind it.
And Chucky Norris, yeah. And the water comes from his ranch, which is crazy. So you know it has magical powers. I don't believe that to be true, but just in case.
Artesian?
I am proud of myself.
Wait. Newsflash. Nothing new here. We know that. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
You done?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I mean, you had a conniption almost right there.
There was no knipping.
I'm not proud of Nick because he's been eating like a slob.
In front of
not
us.
Not like a slob, just during lunch.
You had a burger yesterday, and as you bit it, you went,
You did.
Right in my face.
No, your face. Actually, you got a little too close as I was biting that hamburger.
I was going to lick that son of a gun. But I'm down to 190.5. I am a half a pound, well, 0.6 pounds away from breaking the 190 barrier. I'm super pumped about that.
Did we ever find out if that scale has been removed from the front office?
We can find out. Or you can press Esme's number right there in this production studio and say, Esme, is that scale still up there?
I don't know.
Yeah, we need to find out. How's your weight loss coming, Joel? Are you losing weight?
I really do. I feel a lot better. And you know what? Even Moe's tip about start thinking, you know, when you're trying to process what you're going to do for the day or the week, and you start thinking about the fact that I need to run tonight, and you verbalize it, then there's more chance that you're going to do it.
Right.
And last night was a perfect example, because I'm talking to Lisa and I'm like, no, you know what? When I get home, I got to get on the treadmill. I'm going to make sure I get on the treadmill as soon as I get home, so nothing comes up. And sure enough, got home, grabbed the running shoes, stretched out a little bit, knocked it out, and felt so much better about it, but just had a salad. You know,
look at you. It's like if you go exercise, you don't want to eat back, because then you're like, well, I'll just waste it.
But even still, like, Sundays are cheat meal night.
Yeah.
I had the cheat meal, which wasn't really that bad because it was chicken fajitas and, you know, all that stuff. But at the same time, I was like, I felt not bad, but you're like, I feel so much better when I'm eating clean.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no doubt. Because last night I had a, I got a healthy gourmet. They have this one called the Volcano Fire. And I was like, this is going to be bad on my insides.
But you saw the Volcano Fire at 2 a.m.
And I thought, well, what is this going to be? And it's chicken and broccoli, essentially, but it's got a bunch of peppers and spices and seasoning in it.
Yeah.
Really good. And I didn't pay for it. And so I was super excited about that. But yeah, you're right. Because I'll eat one of those and then I don't feel bad as opposed to eating a cheeseburger. Or what else did he show up with? Fried chicken. Or just whatever.
You just run the gamut of crap that you garbage. Put in front of us and challenge us.
Yeah, I eat.
What if I order the kids meal version? Because it's like a portion size.
It doesn't matter. You put fries, which
it might matter.
The aroma, of fries is so much greater than anything else food-wise. And you just you don't just like keep them in the bag and take a couple. You put that bad boy like a centerpiece in the middle of our table in the production room.
Well, where
and
else am
like,
I supposed
here.
To eat?
Hold up, girl. Now talk to me about this portion size. Be like, yeah, so you're telling me. So what you're saying is I can have a burger and fries if I get a kid's meal?
Yeah, so I go to Smash Burger.
Come over here and sit next to Daddy. I like that idea.
Get the $6 kid's meal.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's pretty smart. But you still get the adult fries?
No.
No?
No.
It comes, but they give you so many
fries?
They
hook me up with the adult size for like the cup for like the, for
the
like
drink.
Soda. Yeah.
Now are you can I just get a water and then get Sprite out of the fountain guy? Is that you?
No. I did that when I was
a
kid.
You're
a
lie.
For sure.
No, okay.
Oh, when I was a kid for sure. You never did that?
Oh yeah. I still do it. Yeah, can I just get a cup of water?
You
Thanks.
Still do it?
Yeah. Totally.
You get still Sprite, Sprite out of the vending machine?
Jason's Deli, they just give you a cup and it's all the same. So yeah, I'll just be like, I'm just going to have water. Can I get one of the big glasses and then I'll give it and then I just go get Diet Coke.
You just proved my point though.
Huh?
This is why on a larger scale, the All-Star Game matters, the $75,000 difference. Because guys, no matter what they're making now, came from a place where refills on Sprites were important. And so is, hey man, I got a chance to make an extra 75 grand. Even if I spend it all on a car or gamble it away.
Right.
Now, I'm not as guilty about playing high money card games on the plane because I got 100 G's in my back pocket to screw with instead of 25.
That's right.
Yeah, so
hey, shout out to Eduardo Flores, who just tweeted me a picture. He said, you can get C-Force at H-E-B. And he's rocking a bottle right now.
There you go.
There you go. Appreciate you, Eduardo.
Hey, we got a Hall of Famer coming up next. It is the Ohio State grad. He is a college football Hall of Famer. He is a pro football Hall of Famer. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is Orlando Pace. And he's going to join us next on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. See you later.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, due to have Orlando Pace, the Hall of Famer, join the show. But before we do, he's due to call in. We haven't heard from yet, so we're gonna continue to roll on.
It happens, right?
Yeah, it does. Stuff happens, right?
He's a busy man. He's got things to do. He's probably in Minnesota.
Oh, I hope not. But he's got a Hall of Fame jacket.
Oh, don't you know?
He's a Buckeye.
You ever had a Juicy Lucy from Minnesota, from Minneapolis, St. Paul?
I have not. I heard this from Tyler and AJ, but I have not.
Dude, Juicy Lucy is...
That's what the cheese in the burger?
Yeah. And you wouldn't think that it's just a burger with cheese on it. No, it's not. There's something about the cheese in the middle as opposed to on the outside.
You know I'm all about the cheese.
Makes it so delicious.
Speaking of the Hall of Famer, Orlando Pace joins us now via the HRNP listener line. Orlando, thanks for joining us, man.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
First and foremost, what's been going on? We know that the Super Bowl is upon us, but we know that a lot of times you guys get out there and make the rounds. What's been going on in your world?
oh man, just, you know, obviously out here enjoying Super Bowl out with K Jewelers and everything. So just enjoying the Super Bowl activities.
What you got going on with K Jewelers, Mr. Pace?
Obviously, they're the Ring of Excellence with the Hall of Fame. They designed our Hall of Fame ring, and obviously every Hall of Famer gets a brown bus gold jacket and a K Jewelers design ring.
That's awesome, man.
Have you now? Are you a social media guy? Do you have like? Have you tweeted out any pictures of this ring that we can go look at?
I have. No, I haven't. But I think there's some. There should be some out there now, though.
Okay. Well, yep. we'll if there's a way to get a link to it, we'll get it out there for people. But just want to catch up with you on your thoughts so far leading up into the big game. I mean, a lot of people are saying the Eagles are obviously the underdog. Brady is saying as of last night they're not. How do you see it playing out on Sunday?
Well, hopefully it's a good game. It's a competitive game, but I think if they play the way they played against the Vikings last week, I think they'll have some success and not beat themselves. I think they're the more talented team, but obviously, it has to be decided on the field. The Patriots have been here before; they have experience. So hopefully that doesn't overwhelm the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's a competitive game, and Nick Foles can play the way he played in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
All right, Orlando, I've got to ask you this because I know this is a hot topic probably with you and some other Rams teammates that you've had since the Patriots are in the Super Bowl again. You guys played them. There was talks amongst the Rams that you guys felt like that everything may not have been on the up and up when it came to playing the Patriots. You still feel that way, and are you giving the Eagles something to watch out for maybe?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure I probably would have somebody making some security, making sure that nobody's taping our practices or anything like that. But obviously, I think if they play their game, they'll have some success and possibly win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know one of your ex-teammates very well who had the same kind of beliefs and more. And I know a lot of ex-NFLers that have told me the same thing. And just recently, Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator from the Giants, said when they were in the Super Bowl against him that Brady knew every signal on every defensive lineup that they put out there, and that there was no joke in the fact that they did a little quote-unquote extra homework, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm not. It's hard to say. I think you still gotta block, tackle, throw the ball, do all those things, those football things to have success. So obviously you got to be a prepared team, and there's some real solid evidence, and you still got to play the games between the lines.
How difficult is it the week of the Super Bowl leading up to it? Because I'm sure most of you guys just want to play the game. Us in the media, we have things that we want from the players. How difficult is it as a player just to go through those motions just to get to that game?
Well, you kind of want to eliminate all the distractions and with the media obligation, family, tickets, all those things that kind of come along with it. And then, get to the game as soon as possible. And then once you get out there, your first hit, your first sign of contact, then it's just football. I mean, you can put all that aside and just play, the game that you love.
Talk a little bit about the greatest show on turf, because you had the opportunity. You're a Hall of Famer, and Kurt Warner just got in. You got your man Isaac Bruce on one side, Torrey Holt on the other, Marshall Faulk in the backfield. You guys kind of set the gold standard for the new era that we're in right now in pass-happy offenses in the NFL, but it's got to make you pretty damn proud when you look around that lineup and know how many guys are going to be wearing that gold jacket and that K Jewelers ring.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So we're excited. I've been fortunate enough in my career to play with some great players. Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner, all those guys. And we were able to win one championship. Probably should have won more, but, those were some great guys, some great people. And it was a fun time in St. Louis, where we were a quick strike offense. We had a lot of fun doing what we were doing, and we enjoyed being around each other as well.
I was curious. We haven't talked to anybody from the NFL or college football players since the story broke on Outside the Lines, but I wanted to get your take on what it would be like as a player on Michigan State, knowing everything that's come out in the news and everything that's going on. How are they dealing with that as a team and as a player inside of that locker room right now?
Wow. Obviously, some of the things that they're being accused of, there's some horrific things that's happening. Seem like there's a culture issue there as well. So obviously there's some changes that probably need to be made. Obviously as a player, if I'm not a part of that, I just want to keep my head focused on my task, which is school and athletics, and then, you know, keep moving from there. But there has to be a culture change there. You know, obviously, if the evidence is overwhelming one way, you know, you have to make some changes.
Do you feel like, just follow-up question, do you feel like that this that maybe this might be more prevalent or more widespread than just Michigan State, and there needs to be some cultural changes throughout college football and college sports programs?
Well, I think the problem you run into in some of these instances is, obviously, I think the cover-up is kind of is worse than the crime in some instances. And, you know, obviously, if there's a problem, I think it's best that everybody address it and get it handled. And if there's a bad person in the group, get rid of that guy, or don't let it affect or become a culture in your university.
Well, Orlando, I wanted to ask you simply because of the fact that I think I remember this, but you do have some ties to Houston. I think right after you were drafted or right before you were drafted, I remember you at the old World Gym on Richmond Avenue here in the Galleria area doing some workouts and things like that. You made a stop or two in Houston along the way in your career, didn't you?
I sure did, man. It's funny. I think I've had two sets of agents, and both of them are from Houston. So I spent a lot of time in Houston, and about midway through my career, almost was a Texan at one point in time. We had a contract, agreed upon, and I almost made the move down to Houston myself.
Wow, what kept you from going to be a Texan? That would have been awesome.
Well, it was just tough. It was tough because I was franchised with St. Louis, and obviously my agent having a contact in Houston. We went down and visited, and they were going to make an offer. Obviously, we finished the deal, and I guess the two teams just had to make a decision on, you know, what the compensation was in the trade agreement.
Wow.
We get a lot of texts and tweets, and a lot of Ohio State fans are giving you a shout out. And somebody said, tell Orlando, I said, what's up, king of the pancake?
Yeah. So we get some Buckeye fans that are everywhere. So that's pretty cool.
Well, man, we appreciate you spending some time with us. We want to let everybody know we found it. If you go to profootballhof.com, you can see Kay Jewelers and that fantastic ring that all you guys get along with that gold jacket. Continued success off the field, my man, but it was a pleasure watching you play on the field. I guess a lot of people you broke a lot of hearts today thinking that you could have been a Texan at one time, but keep doing what you do.
All good, my man. Thank you.
There you go. Orlando Pace, yeah. Hall of Famer, both collegiately and in the NFL, spending some time with us. We don't need 1 degree temperatures and parkas and setting up at the Mall of Americas. We set up in the studio. They come to us. That's how we do things on the Usual Suspects, gang. That's how we do things. Got it, Nick?
Yeah, Nick.
Got it, Nick?
Got it.
By the way,
oh,
there is a scale up front, and it is still working. And I am currently 7 pounds down from the starting weight. So
look at you.
I'm doing it too.
Showing off.
Yeah. Nick, what are you, up 6?
I haven't checked my weight, but I'm pretty sure it's...
Okay. Do you guys know who Brittany Renner is?
No.
All right. So somebody said, guys, I have a tough decision I need to make in my life. One of the toughest I've ever made. Summer Rae or Brittany Renner? So we're going to have to
I'm going to guess that those are...
Instagram models.
Oh. I was going to go worse than that.
No, not porn stars.
Okay.
Just Instagram models. So everyone's homework is Summer Rae, SOMMER.
Of course.
RAY, or Brittany Renner, RENNER. I need feedback. We need to help this man make a decision. So I need you two, definitely, to give me your response. And we'll look, we'll take a gauge of how the listeners are saying it as well.
All right, there you go. We'll do a little homework in the break. Speaking of the breaks, we're at the halfway point of the big show, so that means we're going to take a little bit of a rest and a relaxation time, but we're going to be back with a whole lot more. It's 90 in the books and 90 still to go on the big show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I'm telling you guys, I've been telling you about this for a long time. Now I'm going to tell you about a guy that I work with here at the station, Brandon. Brandon had heard me speaking about Gallery Furniture and all the great deals and all the things that they promise. And so he decided to do some homework. He started shopping everywhere else and then got connected with Gallery Furniture. And he found out at the end of the day that he not only saved money, but he avoided back order slips, which he would have gotten everywhere else. He got quality products, and he also got delivery and customer service that he wasn't expected to get anywhere else. They lived up from start to finish of everything that I've talked about here at the station, and that's the kind of validation that I like, because you guys can hear me talk till I'm blue in the face, but you realize when others start chiming in and they start talking about how much of a success story Gallery Furniture is because of what they were able to do for just people just walking off the street. That's what they can do at Gallery Furniture every single day. What Max says is exactly what they do. It's buy today, get it tonight. It's no back order slips, and Gallery will save you money. You stop in any of their three locations, which could be the Grand Parkway between Sugar Land and Katy. It could be the Galleria location across from Dillard's on Post Oak, or it could be the mainstay I-45 North, exit Tidwell, Parker, both ways, where Max sits at the front desk, and he greets everybody with a smile and puts you in the capable hands of some customer service friendly people that take care of you throughout the purchasing process of your furniture. It's Gallery Furniture. You got to check them out. They do everything the right way. Right now, they're doing a great deal where you buy $4,000 or more of furniture, you get 36% back in accessories. That means that you can get the lamps and the pictures and the rugs and all the other things to create a complete room experience instead of just the furniture when you go to Gallery Furniture. And oh, by the way, that Astros promotion is back again. They're calling it Astros 2.018. That's the second year in a row that you buy $3,000 or more worth of bedroom furniture at Gallery Furniture, and the Astros win it all. You get it all. That's what they're doing at Gallery Furniture. Check them out at one of the three locations. Tell them Joel Blank sent you in. They're going to take extra good care of you regardless, because Gallery really will save you money.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. 90 in the books, 90 more to go as we continue with the big show before we turn over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and The Blitz.
Fellas, we have 1% of precincts reporting.
Yeah.
In the great vote between Summer Rae and Brittany Renner.
Okay.
And with 1% of precincts now reporting, the early leader is Summer Rae. And it's not close. There's been one vote for Brittany Renner. Every other vote has been for Summer Rae. And then one dude decided to throw in another name, which is completely not what we asked for, so his text was deleted. So don't send in other names, guys. That wasn't there's no write-in ballots for this vote. It's two names, Summer Rae, Brittany Renner. Justin did say, though, throwback to Jerome, Brittany Renner is fine, but Summer Rae is the whole package.
Summer Rae has assets, by the way.
Brittany Renner does, too. But I'm going to go Summer Rae as well. She is the complete package. And what my definition of fine would be, not Jerome's dumb definition, which is just the body, the whole package. She's fine.
Okay.
So
what? How do you spell Brittany? What's the last name?
R-E-N-N-E-R is what they spelled, but I don't know that to be true because I don't.
I keep getting pictures of Brittany Griner, and I just don't want that.
Brittany Renner, by the way, also has assets.
That's
I've
so
noticed.
Funny. Look for Bundle of Brittany on Instagram. On the grams.
Bundle of Brittany?
Bundle of Brittany. B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. Bundle of Brittany. But Renner is R-E-N-N-E-R. I just typed in Brittany Renner in the first Instagram, and the first thing was her link.
And mine too.
What are you, new to the internet, Nick?
Yeah.
I think secretly, it's just, you know how when you start typing something, Google fills it in for you?
Tendencies?
I'm pretty sure Nick has a Brittany Griner in the spank bank. He's like, hot pictures of Brittany, and then it just takes him right to her.
Hey, look, I'm using the station computer, sir.
So somebody
up
here.
I've got a fantastic excuse right now.
Somebody up here.
Let me just say that Bundle of Brittany definitely has assets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her backfield is in motion.
She is not hurting in the trunk department.
No.
No, she has plenty of room in the wagon.
Correct.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. Trying to think of all the different nice ways to say ass.
Mind if I ask you a question?
I just ruined
it. One are you picking?
I should have just said ass at this point, right?
I guess.
I was scrolling down and it threw me off because there's one picture of her in these, I guess they're pantyhose or stockings, but they're skin colored. And I thought, okay, that's probably illegal. But they're just hose.
Really, you didn't think that was illegal? You thought, hey, I might have to bookmark this and come back.
I don't know,
to
but
it.
I just had a flashback to the camel race.
Oh, boy. Those humps, those humps.
Did you see yesterday we spent a lot of time talking Tom Brady and about stupid kids and stupid parents.
Piss ants?
And, yeah. Did you see what he said, what he came out and said?
That he doesn't want the guy fired.
He said, quote, and I'm quoting, "We all have careers and make mistakes. I'd hate for someone to have to change their life over something like that. That was certainly not what he intended." Thank God cooler heads prevailed.
But he did start out by saying, look, as any parent knows, if you criticize or take a shot at my kid, you know, it's going
to
be a deal.
That's every parent's
going to. You just want to go to your side of it.
Every parent's going to puff their chest out. No, I've got to protect my baby birds. But at the end of the day, cooler heads prevailed because he is exactly right in what he said, which is what I hoped would happen.
Go protect your cat.
I mean, you know, yeah. You say something bad about my cat, mm-hmm. We can fight.
Well, you teased Nick with the meow noise for
meow.
Like.
Yeah. Did you also see that he's wearing that stupid glove?
Yeah, and people in Philly went nuts on it. One of the radio stations there, I guess, you know, after they do the media sessions last night, they have a little staged deal where they bring up some of the best players on both teams and they interact. And Foles came out and was supposed to shake Brady's hand, and he shook hands with the glove on because he wore the glove the entire night.
Uh-huh.
And they lost their minds.
If you're Foles, are you squeezing as hard as you can?
No, I'm thinking there's stitches. I'm kind of like, no. I'm kind of hanging on and pulling away to kind of rip them out.
Ah, I'm squeezing. If there's damage in there, oh, yeah, I'm going to try to just crush it.
Wrong.
I would.
I guess you kind of have to if you're the...
Yeah.
Defender.
What are you doing, Nick? Just tickling his palm with your pointer finger, or are you're not squeezing? I'm just asking.
I'm not answering that.
Do you think that Brady is wearing the glove like they did in wrestling? Remember how they would put in a foreign object in the glove and then punch somebody, and that was the one hit knockout?
Dramatically.
Is that what he's doing? He's going heel turn in a minute.
We should spread that rumor, though.
We should.
Just drama queens. Because you know what? The whole thing about, is Gronk going to play? Look, they're doing Gronk a favor because he is a quote machine. And they're doing themselves a favor, too, because he didn't have to go to the media session because he's in concussion protocol still. But let's be honest. Those crazy, wacky questions, the one guy on that whole team you really got to worry about answering him would be Gronk.
Yeah.
So they're just keeping Gronk from Gronk until it's time to unleash the beast and get him going for the Super Bowl, and he's going to be just fine.
You think Gronk is going to come out and say a bunch of stuff that is inappropriate, get bleeped and cut and everything else, and be like, blame it on the concussion? Be like, yeah, you know, I wasn't all there when I said those things. I apologize.
I think it's definitely a possibility.
I would.
You have to find excuses for Gronk.
Because you know, you've watched the interviews of Gronk all year, how they've kept him on a leash. He's been so anti-bro. After a game, he's just like, well, I think our offense was really cohesive. And
the thing is, now he's admitting it.
He just wants to be like, dude, we're going streaking. Like, after a game, it's like he's finally going to be able to let loose and blame the concussion on it.
That's why he's admitting it now, too. Now he's gotten, you know, big enough that he's like, I can talk about Belichick and say, you know, he really doesn't want me talking right now about celebrations and things. But, and then he'll throw a couple out there, and you know Belichick's picking up the phone going, he's talking again. We got to get on this. Someone hit him in the head so we can put him in concussion protocol.
Right.
I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but this is interesting. And you're right. We might have to get at some point Lance Zierlein, our NFL guru, in here on this. But there's a former first-round pick in the NFL who is throwing shade on one Mel Kiper Jr. and stating in certain terms.
You should tease it. Should totally tease it.
That Mel might be cheating. That he might be doing some things a little under the table in order to get your name atop of the big board.
Like sexually?
Well, no.
Oh.
But if you hang in, we'll tell you.
Okay.
It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yeah, that Summer Rae. Look the hell out. If you get a little bit adventurous in your Google searches, Summer Rae twerking. And what was Barry said? Summer Rae. What was the first
very
one?
First video on her Instagram, Summer Rae, and she's twerking in that video. I think it's safe to say that she's twerking in that video as well.
And it's safe to say that Men at Twerk will be doing a lot more than that. And by the way, Nick, in the Summer Rae twerking video, towards the middle part of it, there's a job for you somewhere in this. There is a girl whose main job, which they're showing you, is to just put baby oil all over her buttocks.
Oh, they chose a female.
And her legs.
That.
Well, they did for the video. But, I mean, I know what you're going to choose. But at the same time, the rest is up to you, so to speak.
Yeah, you got to figure out where you can apply for jobs like that because I don't think they list that publicly.
You don't think that's on, like, Craigslist
No, I've looked.
Indeed.com?
Nope.
No?
Nope. Does not exist.
Before we get to your next...
We see Brittany Griner on
your next previous future girlfriend. Let's get to Patrick, who had a question about the NBA trades. What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm curious. Currently, the trade is dead, but they say there's still life to it. And I'm wondering if Meritic going to New Orleans in exchange for Isaac and a first rounder, I'm wondering if that's a good trade for the Bulls. And I'm also wondering if bear with me, I know Cousins is a beast, but does that kind of make New Orleans better because it spreads the floor a little bit more?
Appreciate the call, Patrick. Look, here's the thing. New Orleans, as I mentioned earlier in the show, they were trying to get help and a small forward even before they lost Boogie Cousins. I don't know that it helps them losing Boogie Cousins and adding Mirotić, but I will say this. Mirotić does allow them to do a lot more things because he's a lot more talented than anybody they got at small forward right now, and he can shoot the three. From a Bulls perspective, I like getting the draft picks as assets. I'm not sure what's left on Oshik's contract because it's kind of a doozy, and he's not going to help you a whole lot. But look, what they did already when they made the Jimmy Butler trade turned out to be probably better than what Detroit gave the Clippers in Blake Griffin. I think they may have come out better when they traded Jimmy Butler to Minnesota than the Clippers did trading Blake Griffin to Detroit, because as you're hearing more reports come out, there really wasn't a market for Blake Griffin. So we'll see what happens. But
I can't give you a lot on the Oshik contract, but Boogie Cousins, man. You know, I've been high on Boogie all season. So, I mean, if I was the team with Boogie on the roster, I would do everything I can to make it work, even despite the Achilles injury. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, like I said, to see how New Orleans handles that deal simply because of the fact that now he's damaged goods. And if you're going to lock him up long term, are you feeling secure in that deal, throwing $200 million at a guy that you don't know if, you know, some guys come back from it, some guys don't?
Well, I happen to be an Omer Oshik contract expert.
Outstanding.
What do you want to know?
Break it down.
Well, he's got 2 years left. The final year, there's an early termination option in 2019-2020.
So pretty safe to say that'll be exercised.
Yeah, and so he's got basically his 2018-2019 season at $11.2 million.
Not too bad.
Dead cap space this year, 24. Dead cap space next year, 14. And then the dead cap space in 2019-2020 is $3 million.
And if you're Chicago now, you do that deal because, quite frankly, you don't have a lot to worry about. You don't have any franchise players. You don't have any big money. You're getting rid of $12.5 million, which is what Mirotić was making, which is ridiculous. And if you got to take Oshik for a year and then an early termination, but you get a first and a second out of the deal, you can only assume going long term that you're going to get better, because the guys that they have that they've gotten in the Minnesota trade have really panned out well.
Why are you laughing at me?
Why are you licking your microphone?
I didn't lick my microphone. What are you talking about? I licked the...
Did you get one of those fancy cups of coffees from the fancy side?
Ugh, gross. The hell was that?
I don't know, but the coffee does smell great.
It smells good?
Yeah.
It's the Houston blend in the cabinet.
It's flavored.
There. Yeah, but I put in this... They have the cafe au lait. What's the damn creamer?
The vanilla.
The Coffee Mates.
Yes. Coffee Mate, the individual little creamers. It's the sweet cream.
So you did get one of those fancy cups of coffee.
And what's the flavor of the coffee, though?
They have it's just the Houston blend. It's got like pecans and coconut flavors in it.
That's a foo-foo coffee, though, because that's got flavor in it.
It's the sweet cream that you're smelling. I promise you that. But yeah, that didn't get a fancy one, but they do have them in there. Speaking you should go get one at the break.
Sweet cream, by the way.
I will.
Are you going to that call?
No,
that's,
I was, before,
that's your transition to Brittany Griner. Speaking of Griner, sweet
but
cream,
but I also again the Summer Rae twerk video,
the very first video.
No, we said that, but here's the thing: the Summer Rae twerk video. There is a girl that actually puts oil on her entire lower half.
I don't see that video. Where is that video at?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, well, the first YouTube. Instagram video that you're talking about, Barry, she's putting like some sort of
lotion on her leg.
Yeah.
Well, I can't watch that right now. Yes, that's very distracting.
Barry, why is the table moving from underneath? What are you doing? Wait, someone knocking on
first
the door?
First he licks the microphone.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't lick the microphone. That's of all the things that I would do, you think that the guy that's the most germophobic probably at this station would lick this nasty-ass microphone?
Something.
The fork that I was using to stir my coffee.
Barry, you're a cat lover, by the way.
Oh, wow.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. Hey, without further ado, let's get the next chick. Brittany Griner, what's up?
Is this the actual Brittany Griner? Hello?
Well, I'm more of a Nick Sharara kind of girl.
Oh, you Brittany, what's going on?
I would love to show Nick the true meaning of hoop dreams.
Nick?
Nicky, come back. Nicky, come back. Nicky.
This is so stupid. It's so stupid. It's funny.
I was wondering where he was going. I saw the call on the call screen, and I saw my name on there, but I was like, whatever. We'll take the call.
And then he finished it with Darling Nikki lyrics.
Yep.
Come back, Nikki. Come back. Oh, God. Oh, you, Mike. You are an idiot. That was great.
That was OU Mike for sure. No question.
No doubt.
There's no doubt about it.
No doubt in my mind. He's the only one that would call and actually sing.
And use, and just change the lyrics to songs when he did his Luke and Ba Mute.
Hey, it's Britney, bitch. all deep.
I'm not sure he dropped the B.
Oh, my God. That's
he did
so
pretty good
funny.
Losing his accent as well.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He's talented, that guy.
He definitely did.
Know what he looks like?
No idea. There are a few more Brittany Renner votes coming in. Mm. But I think the runaway right now is Summer Rae. Yeah. And I'm telling you right now, go look at both Instagrams. Make sure you watch the first video on Summer Rae's Instagram. Make sure you're not driving. Someone said they almost ran off the road because we told them to go look at it and they almost wrecked.
Well, there's plenty of videos. Once you start watching the first one, you'll just keep scrolling down.
JJ, one-handed driving is not recommended on this show.
No.
Just want to let you know that.
Not at all. Is Summer Rae the one that will put her mom in her videos too?
Oh, come on, man.
No, she does. One of these chicks will have her mom on there, too.
I don't know.
It's kind of creepy.
That. Yeah, that's
and kind of a turn-on. Not going to lie.
Is that one of those most searched on Pornhub?
Look, I'm at that age where I could go mom or I could go daughter.
She does. Mom's not that bad.
See?
Nick, out of the blue. Oh, wait. Yeah, she does. Let me look
into
that.
Wearing like this leopard outfit on
their
Instagram.
One where the mom's wearing an orange top.
Jumpsuit? A cell block?
No. And daughter Summer Rae is wearing a white top. And it's, mom.
I mean, mom has 473,000 followers herself. I mean,
are you kidding?
I'm telling you, people are interested. Don't sleep on mom.
I guess the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree, so to speak.
She, you can tell she's definitely her daughter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I mentioned this before the break, but this is a story coming out that's interesting. We talked about how Mel Kiper Jr., back a few years ago, predicted that he was so sure Jimmy Clausen was going to be a certified big-time player in the NFL that he said if he's not, he'll quit his job. And he said he'll do it by 2018. He told Todd McShay this, and as we all know, Jimmy Clausen was a huge bust, and I don't think he's really wanted to talk about this. Well, let's talk about this, Mel. Now there's a story breaking and getting more steam. Former 2008 first-round pick, defensive end Lawrence Jackson, is out there saying Mel Kiper has greased pockets. That's why the big board always has some names that you go, what? I had an agent that promised to get me atop of his big board. To which someone tweeted him, unless you can prove it, you probably can't legally say that. It's not like Kiper can impact that dude, the dude's contracts. If he gets bumped up teams' draft boards because Kiper can sway their opinions, I'm guessing they are on borrowed time anyway. He said, well, that's what an agent offered me.
Wow.
There's I think where there's smoke, there's fire here now.
Does that, even if it, I mean, we can just speculate because right. we don't know if it's true or not, but would it surprise you guys to know that Mel Kiper Jr. was taking bribes? If that were the case, if it were true, would it surprise you?
No. It'd be like a situation where you feel like you're starting to get so much power and you think you can get away with it, and you're kind of the guy in the draft business. When you think the draft, isn't he one of the guys that pops up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
oh, yeah. Him and-
so, you know, you when you get to a stage in your career where you're kind of that successful and then someone comes up to you, I think there's just too many temptations when you're that established. So it doesn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if it's all false, too. Like, he could be a guy with integrity and didn't take him, but...
No wonder why Lance Zierlein drives a Bentley. No wonder why he spends so much attention to detail on every guy he breaks down when he's in his office with his 101-inch TV. Breaking down film.
It's. I think, though, I wonder if there's ever been, like, a seventh-round pick or a undrafted free agent that's gone to Mel Kiper and be like, hey, can you get me up in the third round? He's like, nah, you don't have enough money because you're not close enough. I wonder if he's ever had to turn down.
Well, if daddy's got deep pockets, it happens all the time.
You don't think there's a limit, though? You don't think there's like, hey, look, you can offer me all the money you want, but then you're going to blow my cover because I'm taking this dude who no one would draft and saying he should go in the third round?
I think it's like a disease. I think if it gets to the point where the bribes, you know, it's like a gambling disease
like
where he
pay
can't
for
help
his kids
himself.
College, and you're like,
then he'll
well,
start,
damn.
Yeah, then he'll be like, greedy, whatever, and then he'll yeah. get caught.
What's
then
you crazy? Expose yourself.
But get caught. It's not illegal. It wouldn't be illegal. There's nothing illegal about it. I mean,
I would imagine there's some sort of rules against that.
No. Your reputation just gets tarnished because you promoted a guy that ends up to be a huge, colossal bust.
Put it this way. If the Rockets wanted us to talk good about them all the time, they could certainly give us money, and it wouldn't be illegal in the least bit for us to sit here and say nothing but great things about the Rockets.
Yeah, when they decided to move on from bloggers and social media people and try and do it in radio, I mean, it can work.
Was that a...
I don't know what that was. This whole story, by the way, got started by Jason Whitlock, credible source, who says that publicists, PR people, and agencies, including agents, have writers on retainer who spew out much of you read in the blogosphere, and you start believing it. The clients see a favorable article on what appears to be a reputable site, and they have no idea his agent actually paid for it, but they can actually entice the kid to sign by going, look, this article just came out. Look at how you're climbing up the boards. Look at how many people are paying attention to you. You can play. Oh, really? Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm just lost in the Summer Rae video.
Again?
I'm just, yeah, I can't.
I'm telling you, the twerk one has a lot more to offer.
I don't know this one. I don't even have the sound down. I have no idea what she's saying. I have no idea if she's singing something because it doesn't matter. I'm lost. I am totally lost in it. But you know what we should try to do is, I know we try to get Lance Zierlein on.
Yeah, I said.
We should try to, do you think we should move him up or just ask him about it tomorrow? He's probably busy. He was doing his draft stuff. He was knee deep today in a lot of stuff,
but during the break, I'll slide down and ask him.
Yeah, let's see. Well, if not, I mean, he normally comes on around 2:30 on Wednesdays when he's in town. Maybe we can ask him about
it
tomorrow.
Check with his butler and his driver to see if he's available.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Cowboys and Indians. Look, here's the cool thing. I had somebody tweet to me earlier today and say, hey, man, for mine and my brother's birthdays, we always go somewhere and eat. And this year I chose Cowboys and Indians. What should I go and get? And I was like, dude, I'm glad you asked because here's what you go and get. You go and you get the non-quesadillas for your appetizer along with the veggie samosas. If you're feeling like Indian food, you get some of the best butter chicken in Houston or you get the lamb vindaloo. Do I say that? I always say it wrong, but I think I got it right that time.
I think you got it right.
Yeah. Or you can get the chicken fried steak if you don't want Indian food. Chicken fried steak, the honey sriracha sliders, or my favorite, the Himalayan Heat Burger, one of the best burgers in the city of Houston, by the way. And then make sure when you're there, before you leave Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, get a slice of the red velvet cake, and then get on Twitter, get on Instagram, and thank me for sending you out there. It's so good, guys. They're located at 1901 Taft in Midtown. Haas and his crew out there do a fantastic job. I've had just about everything on the menu, and when I tell you that all the food is good, even I went in my health kick, I went out there and had chicken and green beans, and I was not disappointed. Why aren't you going to Cowboys and Indians? I don't know. Punch yourself, then go out there. 1901 Taft in Midtown. The food is amazing. If you're not on a diet, night and you want to just get a burger and fries like Nick Sharara, get the ESPN 97.5 special. It's $8.99, and you get a half-pound classic burger with fries. If you don't want to leave the house but you still want Cowboys and Indians, you can have it delivered to your home via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. Look them up on Facebook, CNI713. They're located at 1901 Taft in Midtown. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world with Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it. And when you go out there, tell Hassan Imran I said hello.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.